Do they store tools at all in the barn?
Not most of that, a tool shed.
Machinery, like that?
I had a big, shed like we was talking about, and push the hay mower under it, and maybe the rake, and things like that, and there was a little place sealed around, no call, what my daddy put his tools in, locked them up.
I see.
Storeroom it was called, little storeroom for the tools.
Did you ever hear of a building, a special building, a separate building where they stored grain? I'm not talking about the crib now, I'm talking about another part, another building where they just stored grain.
Where they the store, but
did you ever have a granary down here?
No.
They do down on the river. Where all the soybeans, corn, everything brought in and loaded on the boat down here.
Do they call that a granaries where they store the stuff there to be loaded?
Oh, they do. But now they have them in different places. They have been listed where they store this.
Grain elevators.
Yeah.
Got one over in Faraday, right down below Faraday. Like by there, you want is a grain elevators. I don't know what to do to them, but they're called grain elevators.
Corn, they dump it in the corn belt and the wheat belt, you know.
And then they had a lot of the big farms. Now, my dad didn't have one, but a lot of the big farms that I've seen, especially going up to Tallulah, Louisiana, they have these big grain elevators. And what is that big old thing called? Is it grain elevators? Hay?
I don't know.
Red, big old high things look like fixed with tin around them. I don't know what's in them.
When you get all age, your mind on that. It's like,
I think you all are remarkable people.
I sleep in that room during that way in the night. I'm liable to call her and ask her about what so and so's name. I forgot all about that. Been raised, well, can't think of the name, maybe.
It's really funny, but I have two little boys, and they're 8 years apart. And the baby, I always lately have been calling by his brother's name. I'll say, come here, Room, and it's Nathan.
Yeah.
No, that's not the one. We were talking about the upper part of the barn where the hay was stored. Did it have doors or windows on it?
Uh-uh.
Was it one big
no,
room?
No, just right in the center of the barn, where just a big place, say, 6x6 was a big opening. And we had a small stair to go up in there, you see, where the wagon could come down there. They'd pitch that hay and fodder and stuff up in there.
Oh, I see now. They pull the wagon inside
the barn. Pull the wagon on inside the barn and take the pitchforks, and pitch it over there. And that's where Papa didn't, we didn't have no brothers. The girls all come first. We were grown girls, and some of them married before we had a brother. Well, us girls, we had to take the boys' place. We worked. We worked on the farm. We pulled the hay back. We helped our daddy. Of course, he had a wage hand, but I was laughing about the wage hand a while ago, but we helped. Mm. And I had some of the lazy sisters.
Did you?
They'd get sick and couldn't come out.
Were they really sick?
No. I got one sister in New Orleans now. If she was to come up here and stay a week with me, she'd get in that chair because she can't get in there. And I'd bring her knee and put it right there for her.
She's the youngest?
I would pull
her
up.
To help her up.
She's so big, and then she's got arthritis in her knees. And
she tells me she's been lazy all of
the
time.
She has been lazy.
And
we go down there about once a month, every 6 weeks, and I'll take stuff, cook, and care of things. I say, sit down and talk to Hardy. I wash the dishes. I got up one morning, I make our coffee. I take my coffee and I make it long before she ever wakes up. She don't know I'm in there. I straighten her closet, play all the cups and saucers. That's where she could reach them. That's where she put them.
Is that right?
Lives by herself. She's been a widow for a year.
Yes,